You may have heard about farms using anaerobic digesters to handle manure and generate electricity. The digesters also come in handy for keeping food scraps out of landfills while helping people keep the lights on. Lots of food scraps end up in landfills, from people's kitchens, retail, and other sources. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says up to 40% of the food supply is wasted. Food is the single largest category of material placed in municipal landfills. Some farms that began using manure in their digesters have started mixing in food waste. And it's helped keep their operations in the black, generating more power than manure alone. Reinford Farms in central Pennsylvania was using manure in a digester when they got a call from a supermarket broker about feeding food waste into the system. It was a game changer, says Brett Reinford, a partner at Reinford Farms. Inside a digester, microbes convert manure and food waste into methane gas that's captured and piped to a generator to produce electricity. Food waste produces about 3 times the methane that manure does. We realized there was something to this food waste. We were getting calls from other potential clients. In 2017, the farm purchased a machine to separate and recycle trash from food waste that comes in, like vegetables packaged for sale that don't sell in time. That's opened up the doors for us to really grow exponentially, Brett Reinford says. The farm soon purchased a second, larger depackager and built a food waste facility to house equipment. In 2022, we did 35,000 tons of packaged food waste, almost 3,000 tons a month, Reinford says. When we first started, we were happy to do 1,200 tons a year. The Pennsylvania farm works with about 35 different food manufacturing clients, from grocery stores to warehouses, getting food waste from as far away as Georgia, but mostly from in-state, New Jersey and Maryland. Two digesters with a total capacity of about 2 million gallons process manure and food waste to create enough electricity for about 600 homes, Reinford says. The family also finds time to farm, with about 750 cows, but Reinford says food waste has become a nice side hustle. It's becoming almost equal to our dairy revenue, a lot more profitable over milking cows. The food waste is a major part of the economics that drive our dairy farm, for sure. Reinford also notes that the digesters operate under environmental permits. The tanks are 2 of 37 anaerobic digesters in Pennsylvania, according to a federal AgStar database. As another example, the database lists 10 digesters in Indiana, including at Homestead Dairy. That farm started working with the University of Notre Dame about 4 years ago. Food waste from campus dining halls at Notre Dame and biodegradable waste from other companies is combined with manure, just like in Pennsylvania, to produce enough electricity for about 1,000 homes, says Jill Huan, who manages calves, social media, the website and tours at Homestead Dairy. Huan says her farm loves the fact that we are working with the university, the students and staff to continue to find ways to benefit the environment and teach students there are ways that dairy farms can be part of the solution.